Okay, the boys, on today's daf is Daf Yud Zayin. We're starting from the Mishnah towards the top of the Amud. As you recall, in the previous Mishnah, we said that there are chomer ben edorim bi b'shvuos. Certain things where neder is more chomer than shvuos. And the previous Mishnah gave examples of a person who put a neder on a lulav, upon a sukkah, upon tefillin, even though these are cheftzei shemayim, and therefore, how could the neder be chal? The Gemara darshan from Lashem that it is chal, but by shvuos you cannot be nishba, levatel, or lavar ala mitzvahs. And now our Mishnah continues on that there are other chumras that nedarim have that shvuos don't have. Yesh neder b'toich neder. You could have one neder being chal on a second neder. What is that example? We'll see in the Mishnah in a moment. However, you don't have a shvuah being chal on another shvuah. Ketzad, tell me, what do you mean? So although the Mishnah started off yesh neder b'toch neder, as we'll see in the Mishnah and the Gemara, really it's only referring to Nazirus. And therefore, Omar hareini nozer im oichel, hareini nozer im oichel. If a person says, hello, Rabbi, we are on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We just started the Mishnah a minute ago. So if a person says, Hareini Nozer Im Oichel, Hareini Nozer Im Oichel, V'yochal, Chayv Kol Achas V'yachas. Now, we all know that the minimum shir of Naziris and Stam Naziris is Shloishim Yayim, 30 days. How do I know? Because it says the Pasuk.
Yehei.
Kodesh Yiyah, Gadol Peras Aroisha, Yiyah is Begematria 30. Good. So now, although our Mishnah uses the expression Hareini Nozer Im Oichel, says the Ran, the only reason why the Mishnah threw in those words Im Oichel is because the second part of the Mishnah, about the Shvuah, he talks about Shvuah Shloi Oichel. But really and truly, it could simply have said Hareini Nozer, Hareini Nozer. If a person says that, he becomes Nozer twice. Not for a period of 60 days, but two periods of 30 days each. So after he finishes his first Naziris of 30 days, and then after that he goes and brings his karbonis and tiglachas, he starts from square one, he starts all over again. So therefore, yesh neder b'toch neder means that Naziris can be chal on Naziris. Because as soon as he says hareini nozer, he's automatically a nozer. So when he repeats the second time hareini nozer, I would think maybe one Naziris cannot be chal on the other Naziris. Kamash Malone know that Naziris is chal on the first Naziris. So, why do I say Emoichal? Again, for consistency to the Shvuah of later on. So what does it mean? So, Nachum. Okay, said, Omar Hareini Nozer Emoichal. The person says, if I'm going to go and eat something, for instance, a loaf of bread, a kiko shalechem, a slice of bread, if I go and eat that, I should become a Nozer. Similarly, he says a second time, Hareini Nozer Im Oichal. If I'm going to eat a slice of bread and he eats it, I'm going to become a Nozer. And the Ochal, and he ate that slice of bread. So therefore, what happens now? Chayv Kalachas V'yachas becomes a double Nozer. First 30 days, and then after that is completed, another 30 days. Shvuah Shalai Oichal, Shvuah Shalai Oichal. However, if a person makes a shvuah that I'm not going to eat this piece of bread, and then he repeats it, a shvuah that I'm not going to eat this piece of bread. V'yachal, and he ate the piece of bread. Ein chayiv ala achas, and he's only chayiv once. Why is he only chayiv once? Because ein shvuah chal al shvuah. So that's the difference between neder and between the case of shvuah.
It's interesting, neder is with im ochel, and shvuah shalo ochel. You could have had shalo ochel, shalo ochel, or you could have ochel ochel. If parallelism is what the Mishnah wants, why did it flip?
How would you say in the Reisha, Hareini Nozer Shaloi Oichal, Hareini Nozer Shaloi Oichal?
I would say the Nozer case is difficult to flip, but the Shvuah case is easier. Shvuah She'ochal, Shvuah She'ochal, and he doesn't eat.
What you're saying is correct. However, throughout the Masechta, typically, the Gemara always talks about the Shaloi Oichal, presumably because that's more the typical case. A person doesn't need to make a shvuah that he will eat, he needs to make a shvuah that he's not going to go and eat, because people tend to eat all the time. So he's going to say, I take upon myself an isur not to go and eat. No question. The hara and the heitev is referring to both, 100%. Maybe that's the reason why takash lo yoichal, because lahara comes first in the pasuk. So maybe that's the reason why we chap on.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a difference between neder and between shvuah. And again, although we say neder, we really mean Nezirus. Because in fact, the Ran points out, what happens if a person would point to that same piece of bread that we spoke about? Instead of saying Shavuah Shlei Oichal, and Shavuah Shlei Oichal, he would go and say that Kikar Lechem Ze Olai, or slice of bread Ze Olai, and he says it twice. Koinim that this is Olai, Koinim that this is Olai, and then he eats it, he's only going to be Chayiv once, and not twice. So therefore, although the Mishnah sounds like that this is a broad halacha that applies to Nedarim generally, says the Mishnah, no, it only applies to Nezirus. It doesn't apply to Nedarim. Why is Nazir different? We'll see shortly. Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, the halacha of our Mishnah, that Nezirus is chala, Nezirus is leishanu eladi omar hareni nazir hayoim, hareni nazir lemochar. In other words, now, Friday morning, he says, Hareni Nozer Hayoyim, and a second later, he says, Hareni Nozer Lamokar. Then, that's what our Mishnah meant, that Neder is Chal al Neder, or Naziris is Chal al Naziris. Why? The Mikut Chometoyser, Yoyma, Yeseira, Chayil Naziris al Naziris. The second Naziris wasn't a mirror image identical to the first Naziris, because the first one he said, Hayoyim, the second one he said, Lamokar. And now, by saying Hareni Nozer L'machar, he is extending his Naziris at least by one day. Because if we start counting from today, Naziris, it's 30 days. If we start counting Naziris tomorrow, then it's going to be one day more, 31st day. And the Ran points out, that doesn't mean that we're going to have one long Naziris of 31 days. Rather, what it means is that once the Naziris is chal for one extra day, so since we've already started off the Naziris, and we know that Stam Naziris Shloshim Yoim, even if a person says, I only want to be a Nozer L'Yoim Echad, that doesn't work. Automatically it mushrooms into a Naziris of 30 days. So here too, even though there's only one more day as a result of Zareh Nozer L'Machar, it becomes a second Naziris. The Migat Kavatois of Yoim L'Yaseira, Chai Naziris Al Naziris. Avol, Omar Hareni Nozer Hayoim, Hareni Nozer Hayoim. If he just repeated Hareni Nozer Hayoim twice, Eim Chola Naziris Al Naziris. Since he's just repeating himself, it's like the case of Shavua, nothing has happened, and there'll only be one Naziris after all. However, Shmuel Omar, no, I respectfully disagree. Afila Omar Hareni Nozer Hayoim. Hareni Nozer Hayoim, Chola Naziris Alei. It is Chal after all. Okay. So we have obviously a machlekes. Great to Rav Huna. Hadetana ein shvua b'toich shvua. Listen, yesh neder b'toich neder. The ein neder b'toich neder. What does he mean to say? Since Rav Huna is distinguishing in the parsha of Nedarim, in the parsha of Nezirus, that what? It depends on what he said. If he said Areni Nozer, Yom Areni Nozer l'machar, says our Mishnah, yesh neder b'toich neder. However, if he says Areni Nozer Hayoyim, Areni Nozer Hayoyim, Ein neder b'toich neder. So instead of distinguishing between the case of Nedarim and Shavuos, distinguish it Nedarim alei, that it depends what nusach you used. Twice Hayoyim is nothing. Hayoyim and then Lamachar is something. So the Gemara, the Ravuna, Adetan, Ein Shavuos b'toich Shavuos. Listen, Yesh neder b'toich neder, and neder b'toich neder. Harei nozer yomer nozer Lamachar, Yesh neder b'toich neder. Well, that's the case of our Mishnah. Hareini nozer hayoyim, hareini nozer hayoyim. That's the case of Rav Huna when he says that it's ein neder b'toich neder. So why doesn't it say that in the Mishnah? So the more kasha, you know, you got a good point. This obviously is not a kasha on Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, in all cases, whether it's hareini nozer hayoyim, hareini nozer hayoyim, hareini nozer hayoyim, hareini nozer lamacher, in all cases, Naziris is chal on Naziris. But this is the chayra, a good kasha on Rav Huna, and the Gemara leaves it as a kasha without answering the kasha.
Well, the simple pshat of the Mishnah is like Shmuel.
100%. The Mishnah doesn't make any distinction between the first half and the second half. He says, Hareini Nozer Emoichal, Hareini Nozer Emoichal. He didn't say, Hareini Nozer Hayoyim Emoichal, Hareini Nozer Emoichal. You're 100% right. Stam pshat is like Shmuel. Frank the Gemara. Tanan. Yesh neder b'toich neder, ein shvua b'toich shvua. As we stay in the Mishnah. Hey Chidami. So now let's try to go and find the cases. But the Gemara wants to see whether these are in fact parallel. Because if they're not parallel, then you can't go and say, well, neder there is, shvua there isn't. It's got to be more or less the same type of case. So hey Chidami. So let's see. Ilema de Omer Hareini Nozer Hayoyim, Hareini Nozer L'Machar, which is of course the way Rav Huna posited the pshat in our Mishnah that that's the case. Hayoyim, this is Mocha. So obviously there's a difference between the first Naziris and the second Naziris. Tikavos Gabi Shvua, what would be a parallel? That he would say, Bashvua Shalai Oichel Ta'inim, that would be Shvua number one. Because the Amish Shvua Shalai Oichel Anovim, that would be Shvua number two. So this is Ta'inim and that's enough. So for Eitimon, I might call it Shvua Shvua. Then if other, the two Shvuas wouldn't be Chal. If I have in front of me a group of figs, and I have a cluster of grapes, and first I say, I make a Shvua not to eat the figs, and then I make a Shvua not to eat the grapes, just because I made two Shvuas, one after the other, does that mean the second Shvua is not going to be Chal? Avad, it will be Chal. These are two separate entities. Elo heichidami, mushndach lecharizam, v'lechol leshvua shvua kigoyim. Give me an example. He's talking about the exact same thing. I make a Shvua not to eat figs. I make a Shvua not to eat figs. And therefore, since I already had one Shvua on these figs, ein Shvua chal al Shvua. Nu oy bazay de kabos ge gam nezir se khidami, what would be the case of nezirs? The amareni nozra yoy, amareni nozra yoy, ah, that he says exactly the same words, right? Just like by shvua, shvua unto einem, shvua unto einem, that's not chal. By neder, by nezirs, hareni nozra yoy, amareni nozra yoy, uktani yesh neder betrech neder, choyre kasher ravuna. So now we have yet a second kasher ravuna from the case of our mishnah, the choyre. Otherwise it doesn't stem.
Can you explain, I'm sorry, please explain again the second Kasha Mafuna. It's eluding me. I'm sorry. We have the Shvua, the first one I got. The second one I'm kind of it's
the first Kasha on the Omid Aleph is fine.
Right.
So now we have the Kasha on the Omid Beis.
Right.
We have two cases in the Mishnah. One is Neder B'Torch Neder, and then we have Shvua B'Torch Shvua.
Right.
We say Neder B'Torch Neder works. Shvua B'Torch Shvua does not work.
Right.
Now, the assumption is that we're talking about more or less the same fact pattern, right? If we're talking about two different fact patterns, then it wouldn't make sense to make a comparison one to the other.
Right.
Good. Fine. So let's think about this for a moment. Let's first focus on the case of the Shvua. When do I say that Ein Shvua Chal Shvua?
Same words repeated.
It's not only the same words, but also the same item. The same item. He makes a Shvua. I solemnly swear not to eat any figs today. And then a half a second later, but Toch de Dibor, he says, you didn't hear me. Again, I solemnly swear not to eat any figs today. Is the second Shvua Chal?
No.
No, that's what the Mishnah says. Ain't Shvua Chal a Shvua. What happens if the person would say instead, I make a Shvua not to eat any figs today. And then, a second later, Toch de Dibor, I make a Shvua not to eat any grapes today. Would the second Shvua be Chal?
Absolutely.
Why?
It's a different item.
A different item. Good. So now let's talk about the neder. If a person says, I make a neder today, Hareni Nozer Hayoyim. And then he says, Hareni Nozer Hayoyim. Is that the same item or a different item?
The same.
Same item. If he says, Hareni Nozer Hayoyim, Hareni Nozer Lemocher, is that the same item or a different item?
Different.
Good. According to Shmuel that holds that Hareni Nozer Hayoyim, Hareni Nozer Hayoyim, Naziris is Chal al Naziris. That's the halach of the Mishnah. And then he makes a Shvua not to eat to Einim, not to eat to Einim. The Mishnah says the Shvua is not Chal and Shvua. Crystal clear, a beautiful distinction between Naziris and Shvuas. Naziris is Chal exactly on the same quote unquote item. Harin Nazar Hayoim, Harin Nazar Hayoim, that works. Two Naziris. I'm not going to eat to Einim, I'm not going to eat to Einim. Doesn't work. Only the first Shvua is Chal. So according to Shmuel, that's perfect. But now let's think about Leit Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, if he says, Hareni Nozer Hayoim, Hareni Nozer Hayoim, that's gunished, right? It's only if he says Hareni Nozer Hayoim, Hareni Nozer Lamachar. So then it's exactly the same as the Ta'inim. When I said Hareni Nozer Hayoim, Hareni Nozer Hayoim, zero. When I say Shvua Al Ta'inim, Shvua Al Ta'inim, zero. Oh, the Zirus and Shvus is exactly the same. It's not that Zirus is Mochab, it's exactly the same. Oh, so you're saying, now that's not the case in the Mishnah. Rav Huna said, no, we're not talking about Hayom Hayom. We're talking about Hareni Nozer Hayom, Hareni Nozer Lamachar. So by definition, there's a different quality to these two Naziris. He didn't say Hayom Hayom, he said Hayom, and he said Lamachar. Okay, so what would be the parallel? The parallel would be to Einim and Anovim.
Thank you.
So just like Hayom and Machar is Chal, then to Einim and Anovim would be Chal. So you can say, no, that's not talking about Tainim and Novim. So about Tainim and Tainim. No, by Naziris, it's also talking about Hayoim and Hayoim. And just like the Mishnah says that Tainim and Tainim, it doesn't work. The Mishnah says in the Dorim, it does work. It's L'chayra Raya too. Shmuel against Rav. Let's repeat the words again from the top. You'll see it's very, very simple. Tonight, Yesh Neder B'tech Neder, Ein Shmuel Tech Shmuel. Hey, Chidam. Ilema de Omer Hareni Nozer Hayoy. Hareni Nozer L'mochar, which is what? The case is according to Rav Huna. The Kavasa then Lagabe Shmuel, you also have to make a distinction. Just like you said, Hayoy. And Machar, Gabe Shmuel Shloy Oichel Tainim. Because we are Shmuel Oichel Anavim. Oh, if that's the case, so why does the Mishnah say it's not chal? So that obviously cannot be the pshat. Oh, then I understand, of course. Once I already prohibited myself from eating figs, I can't prohibit myself a second time. I understand that perfectly. Okay. Again, it's got to be parallel. It's got to be the same case. And it says there the Nazirus is chal, even though it's identical, and even though he didn't say Rein Nozer Hayoyim Rein Nozer Lemochar, he just said Hayoyim and Hayoyim. It's chal. It's kashul Ravuna. Is good.
Thank you.
Amalek Ravuna. You're gonna have to make it a slightly different. Masis in the Amar Rein Nozer Hayoyim Rein Nozer Lemochar, like Ravuna said before in the Amar Aleph. Because the only reason why the second Naziris is Chal is because there's one more day, and Migud Chal on that one more day, Mamayl is Chal for the next 30 days. Oh, so it says there, Nazay, Yayim Razulamach. The Kibosa Gabi Shvuah, the Omar, Shulei Oichel to Einem, he makes first a Shvuah that I'm not going to eat figs. Because the Omar Shvuah, Shulei Oichel to Einem, Ba'anovim, figs and grapes together. Where does he take that from? Because he says that just like the two Naziris, the second Naziris really overlaps initially with the first Naziris. Because Naziris Hayoyim means from today, Friday, I count 30 days. Harei Nozel Lemochar, starting for tomorrow, Shabbos, I count 30 days. Guess what? The first 29 days are going to overlap. The Ran on the Amud Aleph says that although one would think that for the next 29 days, there are two Naziris in which are ongoing simultaneously, concurrent. That is not the halacha, because all that he said, Harein Nozer Hayoyim, Harein Nozer Lemochar, it works. But even Rav Huna agrees. It doesn't mean that the two are concurrent. It just means that at the end of my first 30 days, since the second Naziris was chal on the first Naziris, and therefore for the last 29 days, in a sense, I've been a Nozer twice. No, it's only in terms of the effectiveness of the Naziris. That since I said, Hareini Nozer Hayoyim, Hareini Nozer Lemochar, and now that second Hareini Nozer Lemochar is valid and effective, so it's going to go on for one more day. It's not going to end 30 days from today. It's going to end 30 days from tomorrow. That by definition, that's already one more day than my first Naziris. Oh, wow. That one day is now going to mushroom and become a full 30 days. Aha. So now the parallel to that is the Te'enim and Anovim case. That the Te'enim, that's Harein Nozer Hayoyim. Harein Nozer Lemochar, which is the original Te'enim, plus, oh, that's the second Shvuah. Shtua Shloi Oichel Te'enim V'anovim. That's what our Mishnah says. That since the second Shvuah, although it had this additional quality and quantity of adding in addition to the figs, the grapes, since however vis-a-vis the figs, this is just a repeat performance, because I already answered on myself the Te'enim. In such a case, the second Shvuah is not chal at all. Deloy chayla, it's not chal. So that's the case of the Mishnah. And now there's a nice parallelism. Because just like the Naziris, the first Naziris was Hayoyim, second one was Hayoyim plus another day, Lamachar. Here too, I started off with Te'enim. The second was Te'enim Vanovim, says Ravuna, that the Mishnah says that second Shvuah will not be chal. Period. Frank Tamara. Really, that's how Ravuna learns our Mishnah. V'omer Rabba. Rabba said that Shvuah Shloi Oichel Te'enim. V'chozvi Omer Shvuah Shloi Oichel Te'enim Vanovim. Same case. V'yochel Te'enim. First he ate Te'enim. He didn't eat the Tevil. He hasn't eaten Anovim yet. He made two Shvuahs, but he only ate Te'enim. And then someone said to him, hey, did you remember that you had made a Shvuah? Oy, I forgot. V'nelam mimenu. Ay, 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 what did I do? I made a shvua not to eat ta'enim, and I ate ta'enim. The hifrish carbon, which carbon does he bring?
Carbon of a yard.
Carbon oil of a yard, depending on how wealthy the individual is. He was mafrish carbon. And then v'chazavi ochel anovim, and now he ate the anovim. So now what happens as a result of eating the anovim? Havi l'anovim chotzi shir. What does he mean, the anovim is chotzi shir? Because since the second neder is chal on both te'enim and anovim, and Rabba holds, in this case, shvua take is chal. Rabba agrees that if you just make a shvua shloi oichel te'enim, shvua shloi oichel te'enim, then that second shvua is worthless. Ein shvua chal shvua. However, since the person was moisif in the second shvua, and he said te'enim anovim, then the second shvua typically would be chal. The only thing over here is that he was hifrish korban in between. By being mafrish korban in between, we've put a full stop, if you will, on the te'enim part, and therefore, even though he's chazavi ochel anovim, havlu anovim chotzi shir, from the second shvur that he made, he can only violate it by eating the anovim, because as far as the te'enim, that's already accounted for, because he was mafrish his korban. Havlu anovim chotzi shir. Ve'imivim korban chotzi shir. Alma, so what do I see from this halacha of Rabbah? That in fact, if he had not been mafrish a carbon in between, he ate einim, and then, let's say, he ate now the anovim, then in fact, he would be chayiv on both achilas. The te'enim from shvua number one, and the anovim of shvua number two. Oh, so therefore I see that Rabba disagrees with what Rav Huna just said. Rav Huna said that if you make a second shvua, shvua oichel te'enim v'anovim, it's not chal, because you're just repeating the te'enim from the first shvua. Says Rabba, no, this is a brand new shvua. And therefore, if a person ate both te'enim and anovim, both shvuas achal, and you go in, and if he did it behelim, he's going to have to bring two separate karbanes. So, shver, how does Rav Huna learn pshat in the Mishnah against Rabba? Everything with Rav Huna is really like Rabba. It's a machloikis. It's not the first time in history that two Amiroim argue. Rav Huna argues with Rabba, and he says, no, I respectfully disagree.
If a person, forget the anavim for a moment, a person makes a shvua not to eat te'enim, eats nelam, eats te'enim, and then he eats inates again. Mafresh korban doesn't matter.
If it's behelim echad, you only have one. You have two korban.
So in this case, he had the halama, he had the idea. He was mafresh the korban because right. Kulitor and mafresh korban. Right. Now, as it were, he had a halama again.
And now he ate. He had helim now on shvua number two,
right.
Because the te'enim wasn't the problem. Now he started eating the anovim. So what happens now?
So says
Rabba, since the second shvua was not a shvua not to eat anovim alone, but it was to eat not to eat te'enim v'anovim. So the te'enim has already been accounted for by the fact that he was already mafresh korban. So therefore, the te'enim falls away, so to speak, from the second shvua. It's out of the picture. The only thing that I have left is the anovim. And you'd only be oiver on a korban shvua, you're only oiver if you violate the shvua that he made, if you ate the gansashir. The gansashir would be that he had to eat te'enim v'anovim. Here he only ate anovim. So it's only chatzishir. You don't bring a korban on chatzishir. According to Rav Huna, this whole case doesn't even start. As soon as you made the first shvua on te'enim, when you made the second shvua on te'enim v'anovim, we tell him, that's dvarim b'te'enim. Forget about that, that's worthless. The only thing is, the first shvua, because since the second shvua he's been kolel the te'enim, he's just repeating, ein shvua chal shvua, it's not chal at all. According to Rabbi, it is chal. And therefore, if he had not brought a carbon in between, and he first ate te'enim, and then and subsequently he ate anovim, and then he found out about it, then he had violated both shvuas. He violated shvua number one about eating the te'enim, and shvua number two, te'enim anovim. And therefore, we see, obviously, that Rav Huna's pshat does not stim with Rabbah. Says he, but I agree. Rav Huna is really like a Rabbah. So how is Rabbah going to learn our Mishnah? He'll learn like Shmuel. He'll just After all, we've already seen the Omer Aleph that Shmuel argues with Rav Huna, and he learns that our Mishnah is talking about Hayoyim and Hayoyim. Says Rabbi, I also agree Hayoyim and Hayoyim, and I disagree with Rav Huna's whole mathematic over here, and his whole formula of Seges Tumah Hayoyim, Mitna Machar. I disagree.
Question.
Yes, sir.
It says in the first case, you say, won't eat figs, then it says figs and
grapes.
What if it says figs with grapes?
Mm-hmm.
Does that change the dynamic?
I don't think so. I think it's the same thing. The Mefarshim explained that when he said Taina Banovin, it doesn't mean he's going to eat a fruit salad.
That would
of
be like one
figs.
With, like, not one or the other, but one with.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. The Mefarshim say that when he said Taina Banovin, doesn't mean he eats a fruit salad of both. He means on the same day or within the same time period that he said, I'm not going to eat Taina, assuming the Taina means Hayoim. Then he meant also that the Ein Vanovim Hayoyim. It doesn't have to be necessarily one grouped with the other. Anyway, that's the Machlekes Rav Huna mit Rabba. We had two kashas in Rav Huna, and now we're going to ask kasha number three on Rav Huna. Meisvei, Mishan al Zishtei Naziris, Monas Rishoni, he first counted out the first 30 days. The Hifrish Karban, he was Mafish Karban. And then he had Charata. Why he had Charata after he already counted the 30 days and was Mafish Karban? I don't know. But Lamaize, that's what happened. The Nishal Aleh. He went to the roof and said, this is just so terrible, so difficult. Now, the difficulty perhaps is in bringing the Karbonis. Maybe it's expensive. He was Mafresh one Karbon, he has to bring three Karbonis. Maybe it's because he has to go and do a Tiglachas now and remove all of his hair. And he said, all of my hair, I'm going to look bald, I'm going to have to wear a wig, people are going to look at me. Anyway, for whatever reason, he's Nishal on that original Naziris. And the Bezin said, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. So therefore the Mafreya, the whole Naziris was nothing, because they were Matir his Neder from the very beginning. So, says the Braisa, also Lishniya Barishaina. Under normal circumstances, since he took upon himself Shtei Naziris, he would have to, after completing the first Naziris and bring the Kabbanas, he'd have to start number two. Oh, but because of the fact that he already had that 30 days that he was ready, no Hague Naziris, and we pulled the plug on it, Lamafreya, and said, no, that doesn't count. So now I can use those 30 days for the second one, and he doesn't have to start counting fresh a brand new Naziris. So I state the price. Say, Chidami, can you explain to me the facts? Which is, of course, the way Rav Huna Lechoyra would posit the case. Since we're talking about his Nazir Shtei Naziris. And according to Rav Huna, if you say Harein Nazir Hayoyim, Harein Nazir Hayoyim, it's not effective. So how do we have a case where Otzalei Shnia Barishayna, that the second was effective, and now replaces the first Naziris in the first 30 days? So the Chayit is talking about, according to Rav Huna, Harein Nazir Hayoyim, Harein Nazir Lamacha. So Frey Timura, Amai Otzalei Shnia Barishayna. How does that work? After all, even if he went to perform the 30 days perfectly, he still has at least one more day based on the second Naziris. So how can you go and say, he's already Yoitza the second Naziris. He's not Yoitza the second Naziris. He only counted 30 days. And the second Naziris is one day later, so he still has to make up for that last day. So Ela Pshita, the Poshit Pshat is like we learned until now, the Amarin Nazar Yom Nazar Yom. And therefore, when he pulls the plug on Nazir 1 by being Shoyel Oleha and being Matanader, then fine. Then automatically the second one fills the place of the first one. It's like Mitla Toli Vekoy. It's hovering in mid-air until that second Aziris has a Mokim to be Chal. Under normal circumstances, had he not been Shoel, then after he brought his Kabbalas on the first one, then poof, immediately the second Aziris comes down and now he's a Nazir the second time. But because of the fact that he was Shoyal in the first one, then it has an opportunity to fill the space of the first 30 days. That's good if you say Hayoyim and Hayoyim. But if you say Hayoyim and Mochar, we're missing a day. Is what you have to drive? Who knows? Everyone like, the Oyla Marino say Yom and Oyla say Mochar. My old Salai. Lebar me ayu Yom Yaseira. Then Bryce didn't mean to say that he is now not only done with Naziris 1, because he was Shoyal Aleh. But he's done with Naziris too, because he had 30 days. He meant to say that every one of those days is a good day. Don't think that we got to start from square one again, from day number one again. No. 29 days of Naziris number 2 have been prepaid, exactly, have been taken care of because they fell and they filled the shoes. They fulfilled the shoes of the first Naziris, which became bottle now because he was maternated. But you're right, he only was able to accomplish 29. You mask him. My also with the barmi yom yaseira. With the price he put in parentheses, and he's got to add one more day.
But if he's doing Mafresh Korban, hasn't he, as it were, closed off that first Naziris?
I mean, you're going to have to wait a minute until we get to Masechet Nazir. That's going to discuss all these types of issues. The ones he's been Mafresh, you have some
Mafresh, and certainly if he offered the Korbanos.
That's why I know he said Mafresh and not actually brought it. I think after he already brought it, it's too late to be Shoylan and Nazir. It's all over. So presumably that's why it says Hifresh. Don't mention Masechet Nazir. There are lots of those.
Zara would be a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're Shoel on, if you bring Korbanos and you're Shoel on it, you've retroactively brought Korban Lazara.
You see, now we're getting into a very broad spectrum of issues that Shemot will deal with in the Shemot when you get to Masechus Nazir. You have, for instance, what happened if the father did it and then the father died and he left over the Korbanos. Can the son use over the Korbanos? Right. There are lots of Gemaras around surrounding these issues.
Rabbi.
Yes, sir.
Now, we learned in the beginning of the tractate that if you didn't take substitute terms, someone with a speech impediment could never make a vow or an oath, you know? So how do we know the person that said, I am a nazir today, I am a nazir tomorrow, he isn't a stutterer?
If he said hayoim, hayoim, then I would think he is a stutterer. But if he said hayoim, then lamocha, then apparently he's not a stutterer. Anyway, we have to go and say that the case is not Gemara talking about Baruch Hashem. No stuttering, person that knew what he was saying, and he said it clearly and distinctly without any stuttering. But getting back to our Gemara. So my also little barmi hu yom yisayim. Inami, another pshat, which is even an easier pshat. Going to kibul shtei naziris v'basachas. He took upon himself two naziris at the same time. What does that mean at the same time? I thought according to Rafuna, you cannot take upon yourself two naziris at the same time. So, for instance, he says, Harei olai shtei naziris. Not that he said, Harei nozir, because then, as soon as the first one is chal, says, Rafuna, the second one can't be chal anymore, it's already too late. If he said, Harei nozir lamochar, we could chal in the next day. Harei nozir, yon nozir, it doesn't work. But if he says, Harei olai shtei naziris, then he's chayv shtayim, even according to Rav Huna, because the first one was not a chal 1 second before the second, and the second was a chal 1 second before the first. It was simultaneous. Take a look at the Ran. Inami, fourth line from the top of the Yom. Inami, kishkiba, lov, shtei, naziris, basachas, chleima. L'chiyai gavna, in such an instant where he takes upon himself, basachas, chayle trevai, then even Rav Huna would agree that both are chal. Shari ein achas mihen kuydemus l'chaberta. The name actually tochel shnia acharei. This is similar to what we have throughout Shas, the concept of ein iser chalal iser. Once it's one iser, you can't have a second iser. But the Gemara said, but there are exceptions to the rule.
Iser kosel, iser mosif.
Exactly, as well as iser babasachas. If both isurim happen simultaneously, for instance, if you have an animal that is born and that animal happens to be both a treifa, and the animal has in it chalev, the chalev and the treifa both happen at the same time, either inside the uterus or when the behemoth came out, avra oilam. Both it was a treifa and chalev. So you don't go and say, wow, the treifa can't be chal on the chalev. The chalev can't be chal on the treifa, because it's happening by basach. So here too, now, the Ran doesn't tell us the exact verbiage or formula, but if you look at the mafarish here on the side, on the fourth line, inami. So he didn't say Harei Nozer, Harei Nozer. He said Harei Lai Shnei Naziris. Lachichayiv Shtayim, Ilav Shem Nishal. Avi Iom Harei Nozer Hayoyim. Harei Nozer Hayoyim, according to Rav Huna, a Naziris Chal Al Naziris. So we stop over here, Boisai. We have three challenges to Rav Huna. The first one we said is Takakashi Shver. The second and the third, we were able to go and respond to the challenge.
Beautiful.
Have a wonderful day, everybody. Say, have a good Shabbos.
423.